The economy has had 19 straight quarters of growth, but the outlook is considerably weaker in states like Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. And that's where some of the most competitive midterm elections are taking place. NPR's Jim Zaroli examines the race for New York's 20th congressional district.
Well, that makes it, you know, something that I should pay attention to.
On a dusty hillside near Fort Ann, New York, four-term Republican Congressman John Sweeney is touring a granite quarry. The quarry's owner, Michael Morey, wants help getting visas for his immigrant workers. Like any good politician, Sweeney interrupts his host sometimes to talk about the money he's brought into the state.
His new parking garage across from the Bronx Botanical Gardens.
Yes. You know who got them the money?
Was it you?
Yeah.
Great. Sweeney talks about some of the federal projects he's helped promote in New York, a port enhancement in Albany, a wind farm in the Adirondacks. Sweeney is a pro-tax cut, pro-free trade conservative, but he's also pragmatic about the upstate economy.
I'm not shy about, you know, pushing the federal government in a variety of different ways and bills to make the upstate economy, certainly the 20th congressional district economy, a federal priority.
The economy is a kind of stealth issue in next month's midterm elections. Rutgers University political scientist Ross Baker says for all the talk about Iraq and the Foley scandal, economic concerns still drive a lot of people to the polls.
It's pocketbook issues. It's people sitting down and saying, do I have as much disposable income as I had last year?
This year, the economic picture is cloudy. The economy is growing, albeit at a slowing rate. Gas prices are down, but so is the housing market. The picture is worse in Rust Belt states like Michigan and Ohio, which have been hurt by the auto industry slowdown. Conditions are almost as dire in upstate New York cities like Syracuse and Rochester. James Parrott is chief economist at the Fiscal Policy Institute.
All of those areas still rely on manufacturing for about 20% of their jobs, and they've lost about 25% of their manufacturing jobs since the late 1990s. That's taken a heavy toll.
The 20th congressional district has fared somewhat better. The district sprawls over parts of eastern New York from the Hudson Valley north almost to the Canadian border through the resorts of the Catskills. Unemployment is low, but the jobs that are available tend to be low-paying and seasonal. Craig Wadley is a supermarket meat cutter in Glens Falls.
I think there's probably too many retail jobs. I would like to see some tech jobs or some, you know, skilled professional jobs come into the area more with, you know, the, you know, mills not doing so great.
Wadley says many of the people he knew in high school have left the area to find work in the South and Southwest. It's a common complaint here. Sweeney's Democratic challenger in the 20th District, Kirsten Gillibrand, says the steady erosion of the local economy is also a big concern for the voters she talks to.
Our average family income in this district is $40,000 a year. And issues like gas prices, health care costs, and the fact that New York State pays too much in taxes, in particular property taxes, has really affected our district terribly. And so our residents are really struggling just to make ends meet.
Gillibrand notes that Sweeney supported free trade pacts like CAFTA that she says have taken jobs from the region. But whether voters will blame Sweeney for the region's economy is unclear. Marilyn Bercoccoli, an administrative assistant, says she worries about health care. Still, she likes Sweeney.
My son had a minor problem with a business that he owned in the area, and he was able to go to Sweeney's office and talk to a person there, and I think that's an important thing. He's always been very available around in this area.
That's exactly the way Republicans hope voters will see this year's races, as referendums on local issues and individual politicians. But Democrats say there's also broader concern about where the economy is going. The question is whether there's enough unease to tip the balance in some competitive races. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.